Okay, Sri, great that we've got to this stage and that we're in our final cast interviews now. My question is, first for you, tell me about your cast journey and what has probably been the most uplifting or memorable moments of it?
I think when I reflect back on my cast journey, I do feel like there are a lot of aspects that haven't changed in itself, but I've developed from them. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, service and my approach to service.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
So I started off in grade 11 with the service with Down Syndrome Association. Mm-hmm. And that was truly a very different experience for me, considering that I actually hadn't ever done that type of community service before. Mm-hmm. But then over time, with the coronavirus and the pandemic, we had to shift online. Mm-hmm. And I also started engaging a bit less with the service.
Kind of backed away from it, but that was just because obviously of COVID and everything.
But I found a few ways to still engage with service, or something that like did give back to the mm-hmm. Give back to the community, you could say. During my grade 11, I spent some time working on the English website for our school. It's the English help site. Mm-hmm. And that was a project I actually started on the request of my English teacher from grade 10. Mm-hmm. And that was quite honestly a very fulfilling experience, because I knew the impact it could have. And I wasn't very good at English at the subject at that time.
Right. And good. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So it kind of not just grew you as a person, but also your skills and your academic side as well with your English and everything. That's super cool.
100%.
Yeah, great. Okay. So what obstacles did you overcome? So, you know, obviously we had lockdown, and COVID has impacted lots of past experiences in many ways for many people. But was there a particular challenge that you found and you managed to overcome it, or how's that for?
I think right off the top of my head, it would be MUN. Mm-hmm. So I was a part of the MUN executive team. Mm-hmm. During grade 11, and grade 12 we aren't anymore. So at the time when we were planning the conference, it was a very confusing time. We went offline in school, and then we didn't know if in a few months we would still be able to run a conference, and if we could run it, whether it would be online or offline. And I do reflect on that a bit in my posts. But I think the main takeaway was just how efficient we were in just keep on going and keep on planning and not stopping that process for news that we weren't going to receive. And even though there was a possibility of having a in-person conference, we didn't waste any time on planning, and we went the online route, which is the first time the school has ever run an online conference. So we were the first people to do that.
Mm. And so, how did that go? Was it successful?
It was successful, but more than successful, I'd say that we had anticipated all of the right things to go wrong, and we were able to manage it.
Great. Oh, well done. Good job. So is MUN something that you're most proud of, or what are you most proud of overall with the whole cast, activities, service, everything?
Honestly, it is MUN, but for a kind of different reason. When I started off MUN at this school, I was kind of just like, I was nothing at MUN. I had had all my experience in my previous school. I still hadn't engaged enough with the community to get a sense of what was going on, how the MUN life was here. And I was attending conferences, but I still wasn't able to have a big part in MUN. Cut to right now, or grade 12, where I was a part of the executive team. I got to plan the conference, and I was even a delegate trainer, which is something I enjoyed doing a lot.
It
was really like quite a developing activity. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I'm really, really pleased for you that MUN has been such a catalyst of growth for you and experience. That's great, Tree. Well done. Tell me a little bit about your activity and action side of it. I mean, I understand MUN's a big part of it, but what else has been going on in your cast journey, and how have you found all that?
Well, one thing that's remained constant since grade 11 was my engagement in the Ears of East podcast. Mm-hmm. And I think that was particularly an interesting activity that I took part in, just considering the number of world events that took place over the past 2 years. And basically in the Ears of East podcast, we, as a peer group, we talk about these world events that happen, and we try to communicate our views about it to the community. Mm. And it does garner a lot of, well, not popularity, but we do have a few active listeners, so it is an impactful activity that I take part in. And it was very interesting for me to take my passion in political science and global politics and reading the news and all that and actually transfer it into something tangible. And the development that I've just had in the Ears of East podcast over the past 2 years is just amazing, because I feel so much more confident sharing my views now. I feel so much more engaged with the world.
Found your voice.
Yeah.
And you've got opinions and all that. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yes, I have heard about the Ears of East podcast. So I think I might just have a little listen for you and just kind of just see.
Good job.
Well done. What about your activity then? What about your action kind of to keep wellness? I know you did Culturama last year. What else? What else was there? Keeping you active.
Well, last year I embarked on my NYAA journey.
Okay.
And as a part of that, we do have an aspect called healthy living. Mm. And that was something I engaged in NYAA, I think the most impactful part of NYAA was that healthy living aspect, mm-hmm. because it's so much more defined as to how many hours you have to do. So I really found myself giving away time for that. And as a part of the NYAA thing, I did activities such as planned cycling and planned jogging and planned yoga. And these are things that I wouldn't have been able to do in school, obviously, mm-hmm. because the school was shut down, but I still had to keep in touch.
You have to keep it, it going. Great, great, wonderful. How have you applied the 7 learning outcomes? Can you give me an example? Maybe give an example of experiential learning within some of the 7 outcomes. Well, give me,
Sure.
Do you understand what I mean? Yeah.
Like one by one?
No, just choose one. Just give me an example.
Oh, okay. I think the learning outcome number 3, which is, if I'm not wrong,
talk to me about that. That's fine.
Okay. I'd like to talk about learning outcome 6, which is just having that global outlook and mm-hmm. being connected with the world. And I really feel like the activities that I took part in some way or another really did reflect that. If you look at the Ears of East podcast, as I've mentioned before, it just has embedded into it that awareness of global events. And MUN is, again, one more thing that's inherently just it reflects the global dynamic, and it mm-hmm. keeps everyone in the loop of what's happening. So I think that that's definitely a learning item that has been pursued throughout this CAS journey.
Great, wonderful. So what are you going to take away? What are your biggest takeaways? You've talked to me a lot about MUN and podcast and the MYAA and everything else. How next year, if you hopefully get to go to the US and you get to do your computer science and all that kind of comp sci stuff, what do you think you can take with you from your CAS journey into the future?
I think one thing that this CAS journey has done is definitely made me more independent. So with regards to activities, it's no more just going to a class and listening to what's happening and just following instructions. It's more of like independent learning and taking initiatives to do different activities. And I think even though that's a bit abstract, I do feel like that's the biggest takeaway. Because giving an example of, once again, the podcast, because it's just one of my favorite activities, we had the opportunity to take charge of one podcast each in this activity, and it basically involved planning out the entire script and editing it and things like that. And those aren't things that are instructed. You just have to take charge of it and you have to do it.
So what was yours about?
My podcast was about menstrual shaming in India.
Okay.
And I found that to be a very interesting topic coming from India.
Mm,
so
of course, yeah.
Being able to research that and being able to communicate that to my peers and being able to educate them on other aspects that could have contributed to that stigma was very, I find it to be a very good experience. Mm. So hopefully next year, uni, if I get the opportunity to take part in something, I think I'll be able to take initiative.
Yeah.
And I think
set
I'll
set up your own podcast.
Yeah.
Set up your own, you know, get involved with MUN like things, and yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So.
All right, Sri, well done. Congrats. We're done now. So I want to say thank you very much. You.